Lexington council members have made some budget modifications prior to taking final action over the next couple of weeks. Lexington Mayor Linda Gordon would like to see a change in the budget development calendar. Even with tight financial times at City Hall, council members expressed interest in giving employees one-time bonuses. The modified approach calls for a $500 pay supplement for those making under $50,000 and a stipend equivalent to 1% of the base salary for employees earning more than $50,000. Mayor Linda Gordon originally recommended senior leadership staff at City Hall face an unpaid 12-day furlough, but she agreed with council's decision to eliminate the furlough.
This is the only group of people who were going to have a decrease in their pay, and it was seen at the time as a way to make the budget work. I think right now the budget can work without it.
Gordon says requiring the mayor to offer budget recommendations in early April reveals a flaw in the current process. She says she would like to examine ways to, quote, fix that. Lexington council members are getting last-minute requests to make funding changes in the budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. They heard from three people this week representing the Explorium, the city's children's museum. Former board president Gene Gwynn asked that some $41,000 in city money be restored to equal what Gordon had suggested.
We know that we need to raise more money with the Explorium, but the way to keep the Explorium going is not to substantially slash the city support. If it's not a good investment for the city, why is it a good investment for a board member?
Council Budget Committee Chair Amanda Mace Bledsoe says representatives of the Explorium were asked to come back in the fall and make their case again. She says more funds could be appropriated then, depending on city finances at the time. Mace Bledsoe does anticipate ending this fiscal year June 30th with a positive fund balance due to jobs held open and restrictions on operating funds. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.